The name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the second day of the blessed month of Hathor. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord. O my brethren, Amen. On this day in the year 481, the great Saint Abba Peter III, he is the 27th Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was chosen patriarch after the departure of St. Timothy, the 26th Pope. Shortly after his enthronement upon the apostolic throne, he received a letter from St. Acacius, patriarch of Constantinople, confessing in it the one nature of Christ according to the faith of St. Cyril and St. Discours. الحته ديت عايزه تتشرح لان الوقت دوت كان يدوبك في اعقاب مجمع خلق دنيا. These events was after the council of Chalcedonian, and in this council there was a division in the church from between our church and those who believe in two natures and the two persons in our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why the letter from St. Acacius was concerning this point. And so we read now that he received this letter concerning or confessing in it the one nature of Christ according to the faith of St. Cyril and St. Discours. He also stated clearly that it is not right to recognize two separate natures for Christ after the union. Otherwise, the usefulness of the union would be futile. Abba Peter replied by a letter declaring his acceptance of Abba Acacius into the Orthodox faith. He sent it with three learned bishops to Abba Acacius, who received them with respect and asked them to join him in the prayers of the divine liturgy. Abba Acacius read the letter to his particulars and to those who followed him. He then wrote another Catholic epistle to Abba Peter. Catholic مش يعني حاجة كاثوليكية. الكلمة Catholic معناها universe, حاجة جامعة. ما هيش حاجة طائفية. So he wrote another Catholic epistle to Abba Peter. When Abba Peter received it, he gathered the bishops and the fathers and read the letter to them. They rejoiced exceedingly, and they admired the words and the explanation therein. They then recognized Abba Acacius' fellowship with them in the Orthodox faith. Thus, this father suffered many tribulations from those who opposed his religion and opinion. Abba Peter was exiled from his chair once, but was restored later. In his exile, he continually taught the flock. He preached to them by means of written messages, and whenever he was present by his spoken words. He stayed on the See of St. Mark for 8 years and departed in peace. His prayer be with us, and the glory be to our God forever. Amen.